Harper Audio presents Glass Sword by Victoria Aveyard, performed by Amanda Dolan. 1.
I flinch. The rag she gives me is clean, but it still smells like blood. I shouldn't care. I already have blood all over my clothes. The red is mine, of course. The silver belongs to many others. Evangeline, Ptolemus, the Nymph Lord, all those who tried to kill me in the arena. I suppose some of it is Cal's as well. He bled freely on the sand, cut and bruised by our would-be executioners. Now he sits across from me, staring at his feet, letting his wounds begin the slow process of healing naturally. I glance at one of the many cuts on my arms, probably from Evangeline. Still fresh and deep enough to leave a scar. Part of me delights in the thought. The jagged gash will not be magically wiped away by a healer's cold hands. Cal and I are not in the silver world anymore, with someone to simply erase our well-earned scars. We have escaped, or at least, I have. Cal's chains are a firm reminder of his captivity. Farley nudges my hand, her touch surprisingly gentle. Hide your face, Lightning Girl. It's what they're after. For once, I do as I'm told. The others follow, pulling red fabric up over their mouths and noses. Cal is the last uncovered face, but not for long. He doesn't fight Farley when she ties his mask into place, making him look like one of us. If only he was. An electric hum sets my blood on fire, reminding me of the pulsing, screeching...